The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History, the podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to episode number 114, being recorded on August 9th, 2007. Well, we have two main topics for today's podcast. First of all, I'd like to announce the winners of our listener appreciation book drawing. I mentioned in the podcast number 100 earlier this summer at the beginning of July that I was going to be giving away two books, and we had quite a few people go ahead and email me and tell me their name and where they listen to Speaking of History. And my daughter drew out two names a couple days ago, and today we're going to announce the winners of those two books, and I'll be sending these books to the winners. And so here we go. Drum roll, please. Our winners are, first of all, for Gorilla Season, Sanji from Flower Mound, Texas. So I'll be getting the contact information and sending that book out. And if anybody would like to join us for the Gorilla Season Book Blog Project, we'll actually be doing that probably in February of 2008. So go ahead and let me know. But I'll be sending out that autographed copy of Gorilla Season to Sanji in Flower Mound, Texas. So congratulations. And then the second book that I'm giving away is Manhunt, The 12-Day Chase for Lincoln's Killer by James L. Swanson, a really good book about the capture of Booth after the assassination of Lincoln. And the winner of that book is Nancy from Chillicothe, Ohio. So I'll be getting the contact information from Nancy and sending that out to her probably in the next two or three days. So thanks for everybody that did send in their name and information. It's kind of great to sometimes get that connection with the people that are listening to the podcast and had some interesting stories that people had about how they listened to it and why they listened to it, things like that. So really appreciate it. And I do plan on doing this again in the future. Maybe around Christmas time we'll do another book project, another book drawing on one of the books that I've read recently that I really like and would like you guys to read as well. So thanks for everybody that sent in, and we'll do it again soon. Well, the main topic that I'd like to talk about today is some teacher blogs. And I teach in Liberty Public Schools, which is a suburb just outside of Kansas City. And I'm kind of partial, but it's an amazing school district to teach in. There are a lot of really dedicated teachers. People are doing some amazing things with technology. And it's just a great place to really talk about education, you know, work education, try different things. And today I want to focus on two fellow Liberty teachers that both did some really amazing things this summer and are currently blogging about them. And I just wanted to kind of point you to their blog so you could kind of get an idea of how some teachers are sharing some of the experiences that they have outside the classroom. Now, I was able to do quite a bit of travel this summer. I was able to go to Gettysburg. I was able to go to Atlanta for about a week, Chicago for roughly a week, Philadelphia for a week, Gettysburg for a week, and I tried to blog as many experiences as I could on the Speaking of History blog. But there are two teachers in Liberty that have done some other amazing things this summer, and they've actually created blogs that go along with their summer activities. And so I'm going to talk about those two people today, Lance Huebner and Marty Kelsey. And I'll talk first about Lance Huebner. Lance Huebner is a good friend of mine. We've taught together for the last 7 years here in Liberty. Every year over the last 7 years, we've had our classrooms actually right across the hall from each other. And we hang out together, go to a lot of baseball games, and do things like that together as well. But Lance is an amazing special education teacher. He's probably the most dedicated special education teacher that I've ever known, that I've ever seen. And he does an amazing job with his kids. We've done some things over the years as far as a class within a class. And I'm continually impressed by what Lance does in the classroom. And he has a ton of talents. He does a ton of things with technology. He is, in addition to our special education teacher, he is our broadcast teacher at South Valley Junior High. And he has his kids do amazing news programs. And I'll actually include that link on the show notes if you want to check out his broadcasting. But the main thing I want to talk about today with Lance was the fact that this summer he went to China for 11 days, and he actually just got back last week. He was in China for, I believe, 11 days, went to five different cities, and took a ton of pictures. I think he took something like 800 pictures along the way, and he created a special blog called My China Trip, and he's basically chronicling each day and including a bunch of pictures and things like that. So this would be a great blog to go to if you want just kind of share the experience of what it's like for a teacher to go to China. They saw some really neat things. I know he went to the Great Wall, Tiananmen Square. He had a really cool experience with the terracotta soldiers, which I'm sure he's going to blog about on his blog, and he's got some great pictures. So I'd encourage you to go to the My China Trip blog, and again, I'll have that as a link on the show notes, so you can go directly to the link. But he did some really neat things in China, and it's just really cool that somebody can go on that type of experience and then basically blog about it and share. I know Lance talked about, you know, not only is he doing this for his students, but there's also other people that were on the trip with him that, you know, wanted to be able to share pictures and kind of record the experience and things like that. So just a really cool way to share a summer experience and bring it into the internet environment and allow people to share in it. He also has a blog, while I'm talking about Lance, he also has a blog called Changing the Label, which is specifically about how special education teachers can use technology in the classroom. And he started this last year, and I'm sure he's going to be doing quite a bit with it over the next year or so. So if you're a special education teacher and you're looking for some ways in particular to infuse technology, this would be a great blog to check out. And again, that name is Changing the Label, and I'll have that as one of the show notes. The second teacher that I wanted to mention today is Marty Kelsey. And Marty Kelsey is a fifth grade teacher here in Liberty. He teaches at one of our elementaries, and he teaches at Manor Hill Elementary here in Liberty, Missouri. And Marty also has a ton of talent with technology. His fifth grade class does blogs, wikis, they do podcasts, they do broadcasting, they do videos. And one of Marty's real interests or natural interests is space. He, ever since I've known him, he's been talking about, you know, the space shuttle and space travel. And he's actually currently working on a master's degree that's in curriculum instruction, but actually has an emphasis on space education, which is a really fascinating master's, I think, as far as a teacher that can go out and just study about one particular thing that they really have a passion about. And Marty has a huge passion for space. And Marty was actually married earlier this summer, and then traveled quite a bit and did a lot of really cool things this summer. And he's been blogging about it and showing pictures that he's taken over all of his adventures. And right at the end of the summer, Marty found out that he was one of the people that NASA selected from a teacher corps to go down to Florida and watch the launch of the space shuttle this week. And so the blog that he's created, which is called, get the name here real quick, I'll have the link to it. The blog that he's created basically shows all these pictures, and he's been doing a lot of journaling about what he saw over the last couple of days. They were able to get really amazing access to the facilities at NASA, and then also they were able to be as close as any civilian can be to the actual launch because they were the guests of NASA. So check out this blog. It's a great blog about not only, you know, what he's been doing this summer, but if you have any interest in space, you know, again, this is from the perspective of a teacher, and he's done this, you know, with the idea that he can share this with his class when he goes back in the fall, and they can actually, you know, see the pictures, and he can kind of like, you know, go back to the things that he was actually feeling, because he's actually blogging this stuff sometimes at like, you know, 3 a.m. when they just got back from a night viewing of the launch pad, or, you know, he's on the interstate when they just got done with the launch and things like that. And so he's got some amazing actual firsthand reflections about what it's like to be a teacher and see the space shuttle. And of course, this space shuttle has Barbara Morgan, the first teacher since Krista McAuliffe to go into space. So it's kind of a neat educational tie with the space shuttle. I'll also include a couple other links. Marty has a really great classroom page, and check it out. He does a different theme each year, and this year it's space, and he's created a mission patch for his class. It's got all the names and stuff of his, you know, students, and like a logo in the middle and things like that, and it's a really neat way to kind of bond the class, I think, together at the beginning of the year. So check that out. And then he also has a really cool project where he's written to people over the last, I don't know, probably ever since he was in high school, and asked him questions, and he collects autographs. And his class for years has written to various people asking if you could give some advice to fifth graders, what advice would you give them? And it's called Dear Mr. Kelsey. And he then shares these, and he has them posted all over his classroom. And he actually created a blog where he shares some of his most memorable letters, and he has like scans of them and stuff. And he's got some incredible letters from famous people all over the world. And that's definitely worth checking out as well. So go ahead and check out those links for both Lance and Marty, two amazing teachers we have here in the Liberty Public School District. It's an honor to work with them and to collaborate with them. We're all on a group called Tech Mentors, which was created by the Liberty Public Schools several years ago. Basically, what we do as Tech Mentors is we're there to kind of help teachers if they have a question on implementing technology. We're not going to be able to go in and change somebody's hard drive or do things like that. But if a teacher wants to, for example, maybe do a video project and they're not familiar with the software or how to get started, they could come to us and we could basically kind of lead them through the first couple steps and kind of show them how to do some things. So we're all Tech Mentors at Liberty Public Schools together, and we also go to a lot of conferences together. We've been to NEC together several times, and we've gone to conferences in St. Louis and different places, and it's just an honor to work with these guys, and I definitely encourage you to check out their blogs and their websites, because they're great examples of how people can use technology in the classroom. So thanks a lot for listening. We're getting very close to the start of the new school year. We actually report as teachers tomorrow. We had kind of a sobering experience 2 days ago. We had registration orientation for our students, so that's always kind of a jolt, you know, when you actually start getting back into your classroom and you start seeing your new students, and, you know, it's basically like, hey, you know, the summer's over and it's ready to get going on a new school year. I'm pretty excited about the new school year. I think we got some great things going on in our building, and we're going to get things going for sure in the next couple days. We actually start with teachers back on the 10th, and then students come, I believe, on the 16th. And right now I'm cleaning up my classroom. Basically how I clean my classroom is I put everything on the desk in the middle of the room, and then I have to decide if I'm going to throw it away, I'm going to file it, I'm going to put it somewhere else in the room, and that's how I clean stuff. So when someone comes into my room right now, they're like, oh my gosh, this is like a tornado just hit this room. But in a couple days, everything will be spotless and clean, and everything will be ready to go. So I do plan on doing a little podcast from my classroom and talking about some of the things I have up on my wall and some of my favorite parts of the classroom and stuff like that. So that should be coming in the next couple of days. So again, congratulations to the people that won books. I'll be getting those books out to you in the next couple of days. Thanks to everybody for listening. And as always, if you have any comments, please email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. And all the show notes that I just mentioned today will be available at our website, www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.